I'd like to thank Senator Metzger for leading us in the pledge, as well as Senator Frank Shields for his invocation. We are now under courtesies. Let me jump ahead here. I noticed that we are. All right, Senator Adel Gordley, please.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, Mr. President. I ask that courtesies be extended to Daryl Moak. He is an activist in the Portland community, a member of Brother to Brother and the Ryan White Planning Council. He is also an advocate, performing artist, educator, and consultant, and is here with us today getting an up-close and personal
please proceed.
Glimpse and understanding of the legislative process. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Gordley. Daryl, we're very pleased you could be here today. It's an honor that you will come on the floor and be with us. Hope you enjoy your stay, and I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Orange State Senate to you. Thank you. Senator Frank Shields.
Yes, Mr. President, I want courtesies of the Senate extended to former Senator and Senator-elect both, Rod Monroe. I guess that would include privileges of the bar because of his special status. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Shields. Yes, Senator-elect Rod Monroe, we're pleased you could be here today, anticipating your swearing-in on the 8th day of January. Of course, you've been here before. This is like old home to you, so we're appreciate your willingness to serve again, be a public servant for all of Oregon, and particularly to serve here in the Oregon State Senate. So, officials, courtesy of the Senate are extended to you, and all those privileges that go with it. Thank you, Senator. Recognize Senator Charles Starr, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like courtesies extended to my pastor, Jeff Strickland, my friend. He's here today to see me in my final act on the Senate floor. And I would ask courtesy extended to him.
Thank you, Senator Charles Starr, Pastor Strickland. We're pleased you could be here today to join with us as we say goodbye to Senator Charles Starr. It's an honor you're here. I'd like to extend the official courtesies of the Senate to you. For the courtesies, I hope you will stay on the floor for a few moments, my fellow senators, after we adjourn today as we say goodbye to Senator Frank Shields, Senator Charles Starr, and Senator Charlie Ringo. So I hope you will stay. We are going today to say goodbye to them, a brief ceremony right on the Senate floor. Ordinarily, we do that as we open the door out in the rotunda area, but today we'll have the official ceremony here, then there'll be a reception afterwards out there. I also invite you to notice, I guess you already have, that all your names now are in amber in the north and south, and it's already been demonstrated as you vote today, your name will change color to either green or red. So that is a new addition, first time in Oregon's history that the Oregon State Senate's vote would be recorded in that way, this way. It's my understanding that now we're the only chamber in the nation that votes this way, orally, with our names that are now so designated, as I call it, on a scoreboard. Recognize Senator Kate Brown, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to welcome a new lawyer to the Oregon State Bar, Amy Miller. She's here visiting the Capitol today. I just ask that courtesies be extended.
Thank you, Senator Brown. Amy, we're glad you're here. Congratulations on being admitted to the Oregon State Bar, something that took me many, many times. So we won't go into that because I'm sure you did it after only one try. So congratulations to you and welcome to you and extend the Oregon Senate, courtesies of the Oregon State Senate to you. Senator Dr. Ellen Bates.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to extend courtesies to Lauren Cheek. She is the daughter of Charlie Cheek, who's one of our best officers down in legislative council, and I appreciate you being here today, Lauren. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates. Lauren, thank you for being here today. I'd like to extend the courtesies of the Senate to you, and I hope that you enjoy your work here today, a historic day, as I say, in our deliberations. We have remonstrances, messages. Senate is in receipt of messages from the governor announcing appointments subject to Senate confirmation. If there are no objections, the Senate will dispense of reading the messages as well as all pertinent information is recorded and included in the status report, which has been placed on your desk. The messages in their entirety shall be recorded in the journal, and I so order it. Reports from standing committee. The Senate will dispense with reading reports from standing committees as committee recommendations are included in the status report. Reports shall be recorded in the journal, and I so order it. Reports from special committees, propositions and motions, actions on executive appointments requiring Senate confirmation. The procedure for today's action on executive appointments is as follows. The motion to suspend the rules and confirm en bloc will be made in order to consider multiple boards and commissions in one en bloc motion. I now recognize Senator Montes Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. Oregon Board of Accountancy, Eric Lynn. State Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Stephen Koch. Columbia River Gorge Commission, Lonnie Macy. Construction Contractors Board, Richard DeWolf, Mary Stern. Electrical and Elevator Board, James Fahey. Fair Dismissal Appeals Board, Jeff Coleman, John Lujan, Leonard Thiessen. State Fish and Wildlife Commission, Barbara Levy. Commission on Hispanic Affairs, Lily Caceres. Home Care Commission, Joe Easton. Lane County Mass Transit District Board, Michael Dubick, Gregory Evans. Board of Naturopathic Examiners, Yi Kang Hu. Oregon State Board of Nursing, Rebecca Erbelau. Outdoor Youth Program Advisory Board, Gordon Hickey. Psychiatric Security Review Board, Susanna Alba, Ray Burley, Eric Johnson, Robert McKelvey, Charmaine Roberts. Board on Public Safety Standards and Training, Andrew Jordan. Quality Education Commission, Vic Backlund. State Board of Tax Practitioners, T. Allen Twombly. Teacher Standards and Practice Commission, Gary Humphreys.
Senator Montes Anderson moves that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm en bloc the appointments to the respective boards and commissions as listed. Discussion.
Mr. President, all of these are highly qualified, and we should be honored to have them be appointed to these respective boards and commissions.
Thank you, Senator Montes Anderson. Is there further discussion? Senator Montes Anderson, you wish to close. Question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointments should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. Those opposed, no. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Atkinson. Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckert. Devlin. Farioli. George.
Senator George. Continue.
Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Przonski. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Berger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. Winters. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering George.
Cruz. Senator Cruz. He's not. Senator George. Okay.
What is he? Excuse?
Well, excuse him. Let's just excuse him. Let's go on. Excuse.
Excuse Beyer, George.
What about Winters? We don't know.
She's excused. She's a voice.
Winters. 27 I votes.
Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Recognize Senator Dave Nelson, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the rules be suspended and that the Senate confirm en bloc the following appointments to the respective boards and commissions. Do you wish me to read these? Oregon
sure.
Board of Accountancy, James Gaffney. Oregon Investment Council, Katie Durant. Board of Neuropathic Examiners, Karen Elizabeth Edmonston. Oregon State Board of Nursing, Amoy Williamson. Okay. Teachers Standard and Practice Commission, Mary Lou Picard.
Senator Nelson moves that the rules be suspended and the Senate confirm and block the appointments to the respective boards and commissions listed. Senator Nelson, discussion, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. These folks are all willing to serve. They did a great job during their interviews. Some were by telephone. Others were waived. It's a good group of people. I urge their support.
Thank you, Senator Nelson. Is there further discussion? Senator Nelson, do you wish to close? The question is, shall the Senate suspend the rules and confirm en bloc the governor's appointments as listed? All those of the opinion that the appointment should be confirmed will answer aye as their names are called. And those opposed, no. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Bates. Beyer. Brown. Burdick. Carter. Deckert. Devlin. Farioli. George. George Gordley. Johnson. Cruz. Metzger. Montes Anderson. Morissette. Morse. Nelson. Prozonsky. Ringo. Schrader. Shields. Star B. Star C. Verger. Walker. Westland. Whitsitt. Winters. Winters Atkinson. President Courtney.
Yes.
Not answering George. Excused Beyer and Winters. Voting no. Walker. 27 aye votes.
The Senate has confirmed the governor's appointments. Readings of Senate petitions, memorials, and resolutions. Public business of the Senate. Announcements. There's a retiming meeting on Tuesday, December 5th at 4 p.m. in room 350. Please contact Debbie Lowry in my office if you have questions. Retiming meeting, December 5th, 4 p.m. in room 350. Further announcements. Please remember, we're just about to adjourn. I ask you to stay on the floor as we say goodbye to three of our members, and then we'll hold a reception outside immediately following that. If there's no further announcements, the Senate is adjourned until the call of the President. Okay, what do we do?